about how would you describe Mingdon's day and what was making him so effective?
He's been on quite a roll. You know, he's gained a lot of confidence probably starting with the last month of last year. But boy, he's been durable. He's been real economical in his pitch count, and I don't think I've ever seen him mix his pitches as well as he has. Really good curveball, slider, fastball, both sides of the plate. Change, just enough change-ups. When he's throwing a lot of strikes, typically he's on the corners and he's getting balls off the end of the bat and they're not squaring him up. That was the case today.
The fact that he's really limiting the walks, especially this past month, how key has that been?
It's, one, it keeps guys off bases. Two, it keeps your pitch count down. And if you watch it too, you know, it's not just strikes, it's quality strikes. Not a whole lot in the middle of the plate.
What's that conversation like with him before the ninth inning?
I don't know, that was coming up. Actually, Pinder bottomed the ninth. I was probably gonna take him out. And, you know, because if there was a base runner on, Trinan's been so good that it, you know, it just makes sense to get him in the game. But with Pinder hit the home run, you know, bottomed at least a base runner in the ninth, and he wanted to finish bad enough where he wasn't gonna let anybody on base. So I'm glad it worked out that way.
How big was that strikeout that he had on Goldschmidt earlier in the game, I believe, with a run on third base?
Yeah, the high fastball?
Yeah, the high fastball.
Yeah, I mean, any time you're in a game like that that's close, you know, especially with a guy like Goldschmidt up, you know, it's key. You know, there's a lot more game to play, but at the time it was a big strikeout.
And Alston struggled against lefties this year, but he's hitting the ball well against him. This, what do you think has changed in this series?
He gets his share of hits. I don't worry about Ole too much. You're not going to see any pinch hit with him on lefties, and he tends to get quality at bats. So, you know, if his numbers aren't great, we're still going to stick with him. It always looks like he tracks the ball well and gets his share of walks regardless.
The fact that Mangan's been doing this at a time where your rotation's going through a lot, I mean, what has it meant to just kind of have that stabilizing force?
Yeah, rotation and bullpen. And you know, to save the bullpen today on a day where we had to call a couple guys up, you know, just kind of lengthens it for us because we still have, what is it, 8 more games before we have an off day. And that plays into letting them go out for the ninth too there. You know, Trinan's had a pretty good workload here just recently. But yeah, one, you know, these guys feed off each other as far as the rotation goes. He's been as consistent as anybody we have. And certainly gave the bullpen an off day.
Pinder came so close to homering in the sixth.
Seemed like the same ball almost exactly. Just a little, I don't know what the launch angle was, but maybe a little bit higher. And just enough to get it over the fence. But both those balls were hit really hard. And we've seen when Pinder swings that well, he's a productive guy and you're looking for ways to get him in the lineup.
Good.